Hi, this is Natalie, and you are listening to Going Global with Nat, Exploring American Aid in Nigeria, where we discuss all issues around the world. This podcast is brought to you by Leonardtown High School's Global and International Studies Seniors. We are educating the world one podcast at a time. Today's topic is American foreign aid spending in Nigeria, the effects of it, and whether or not it should be continued. Again, I am Natalie, and this is being recorded on January 7th, 2021. This is podcast number 102, sponsored by American foreign policy teacher Mr. Goldsmith and media teacher Mrs. Hager. Welcome all global geeks, Nigeria nerds, and foreign policy lovers. Today, we will be exploring American aid in Nigeria, as well as investigating the effects of it. Then we will come to a verdict regarding if it should be continued or not. Okay, let's get into today's topic. American foreign aid spending in Nigeria has been occurring for quite some time. Nigeria and the United States have developed a bilateral relationship over time, which is one in which both nations are reciprocally affected. We first started providing assistance to Nigeria in 1960 when they became the 26th African country to gain independence from Britain. Phew, aren't we glad they got out of that mess? Anyways, ever since then, the United States has consistently worked with the government of Nigeria to provide humanitarian aid and support for their weak and unstable democracy and economy. Specifically, the humanitarian aid we provide is intended to save lives, alleviate suffering, maintain dignity during and after man-made crises and natural disasters, and to prevent and strengthen preparedness for such events in Nigeria. The United States also works to fight against the terrorist group Boko Haram. You may be wondering what exactly Boko Haram is, and well, it is a Nigerian Islamic group that seeks for the establishment of an Islamic State in Nigeria. It was first founded in 2002 by Muhammad Yusuf, and since 2009, the group has carried out assassinations and many acts of violence in Nigeria. They claim that they want to uproot injustice and corruption in the country that occurred due to Western influence by establishing Sharia law, also known as Islamic law. Now, why do you need to learn about this American foreign aid spending in Nigeria? Well, American foreign aid spending in Nigeria is important on a global stage, especially to the Nigerian people. The Nigerian people are able to improve their society and community with our help, which is why it is important that we evaluate how our help has actually helped them, if at all. By examining these effects, we are able to determine whether or not the United States should continue their foreign aid spending in Nigeria. Many people base their arguments on the statistics and evidence behind how the U.S. has helped and/or hurt Nigeria. The different sides to this issue include two opposite sides, with one in the middle. The two opposite sides include the side that believes foreign aid spending in Nigeria should be continued, and the other is the side that believes foreign aid spending should be discontinued. Therefore, the side in the middle has the viewpoint that the United States foreign aid should be continued in Nigeria, but it should be fixed and accommodated to ensure no harm is being done to the government or society. Which side do you think you're on before we get into things? Well, after heavily considering and researching each side's viewpoints and arguments, it can be claimed that the foreign aid reaped in Nigeria from the U.S. does indeed have a positive influence on the country, as Nigeria has grown substantially in many aspects since receiving our aid. In most aspects, though, this positive influence seems to be insignificant because of the poor management processes among the government of Nigeria. Thus, the solution to this problem would be to address the poor management issues within the government of Nigeria so that the United States foreign aid spending is put to the best use possible and Nigeria can further grow its country. Based on the arguments from this side, the main issues that need to be addressed within the Nigerian government include the management of where the foreign aid money goes, the diversity of its economy, the stability of the political environment, and the priority of overall development. If each of these things were addressed and improved upon in Nigeria, then the United States aid will have room to further Nigeria's development without the interference of the corruption of its government getting in the way. Wouldn't that be nice? It is known that Nigeria has a corrupt government, which is why foreign aid does not often lead to improvement. So if this corruption was combated, then foreign aid would not have a diminished impact on Nigeria's well-being. According to Concern USA, foreign aid to Nigeria should be continued because it does work for the country and its well-being. The United States has helped to substantially improve the HIV/AIDS situation around the world by providing almost half of the funding that goes towards fighting the disease. Nigeria is one of the HIV/AIDS hotspots right now, and this funding has gone to substantially affect their current situation as well. With Nigeria being one of the countries receiving the most aid from the U.S., they are able to grow their economy and markets as we are doing the same by helping them. And stopping our aid with them would cause us to lose those helpful benefits. We wouldn't do something if it didn't also help us, now would we? Also, the United States foreign aid helps to promote a more peaceful world that works together through diplomacy rather than violence. Foreign aid promotes diplomacy, which helps us to avoid unnecessary conflicts and wars, thus making the world a safer place. Furthermore, as explained by Union Nwosu in his thesis paper, there is a positive and significant relationship between foreign aid and economic development in Nigeria. Although it needs to be recognized that aid is not among the major reasons why the economic growth occurred in the country. In order to better ensure that foreign aid plays more of a role in Nigeria's economic growth and development, there needs to be better macroeconomic policies and strengthening of institutions in the government of Nigeria. Due to the fact that the government institutions are the main causes of the country's failure, the addressment of these issues would allow for foreign aid to have a more significant and positive effect. The macroeconomic policies that need to be placed should be focused on development in general, diversifying the economy, stabilizing the political environment, and the monitoring and evaluation of where foreign aid money goes in Nigeria. Addressing these issues would allow Nigeria to reap more significant benefits from foreign aid and even lead it to self-sufficient development. Despite these solid arguments and findings for the continuation of foreign aid in Nigeria, there are people that argue, or at least try to, against those points. According to Emmanuel Okon in his journal article, there is a negative relationship between foreign aid allocated for development and human development in Nigeria. This implies that the American foreign aid goes to worsen human development in Nigeria rather than improve it. Thus, the foreign aid given to Nigeria from the United States was not properly managed and allocated so that it went to sufficiently improve human development in the country. Other sources also argue that the United States foreign aid money is incredibly mismanaged and harmful to the economy in Nigeria. In their journal article, Ayo Abijaku argues that there have been numerous accounts where America's foreign aid has placed conflict and hardships on the economy of Nigeria and its people, which has thus caused unmounted damage that cannot be forgotten. Foreign aid also often somehow gets drawn into private sectors of the economy that thus do not help the overall whole of the Nigerian economy. By putting all of these arguments, information, and evidence together, I came to the conclusion that the arguments for the positive influence of American foreign aid were stronger and more appealing than those that argued the negative aspect of foreign aid. The United States has been granting part of its foreign aid budget to Nigeria for decades now. The bilateral relationship between the two countries has consistently been altered and reevaluated so that it accommodates for the most pressing issues, which typically include poverty, terrorism, the economy, and HIV and AIDS. It is proven that the foreign aid reaped to Nigeria from the U.S. has a positive influence on the country, as it has seemed to have grown substantially in many aspects. These positive influences seem to combat the negative influences, as there is a way to make them more significant. The poor management skills in the government of Nigeria need to be addressed in order to assure that the foreign aid money is allocated and distributed correctly and efficiently. This would allow more success and effect from the money to occur. After investigating the effects of American foreign aid in Nigeria, we were able to come to the verdict that it should in fact be continued because the positive influences outweigh the seemingly negative influences of the aid. These positive influences were found to be insignificant, but we figured out that we could address the management problems in the government of Nigeria, which would leave more room for improvement and success in the nation. It is important that the United States tries to make the best out of their help towards Nigeria because we have the power to substantially help them, yet their government is holding us back from that. The United States also has the power to fix this problem and ensure that Nigeria reaps the benefits from our aid like they are meant to and like we hope for them to. By doing this, Nigeria could experience a significant improvement in their society, government, and economy. We can do this. We have the power to. We just need the will to. Let's get up and ensure that we, as the United States of America, let Nigeria know that we are here for them now more than ever. Well, that's it, guys. Make sure to keep an eye out for what President-elect Biden does with foreign aid spending in Nigeria once he comes into office later this month. It seems as though Nigeria is hopeful of Biden promoting greater cooperation between the two countries. I greatly thank you all for listening and taking the time to learn about American foreign aid in Nigeria. I would also like to give a huge thank you to Kevin McLeod for allowing me to use his music track for my podcast. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode of Going Global with Nat, exploring American aid in Nigeria.